What does this news mean to you and your family?
Actually, not much. I'd say that right from the start, we didn't give much attention to that side of the story. I think for us, the focus was on how we as a family could move forward and focus on actually Arjun and Yvonne themselves and what they've brought to our lives and move forward in that sense, I think. So this news for us is unemotional. I must say there's nothing I can say in the sense of an emotional sense that it has any impact on us at all.
So if these men are found guilty and sent to jail, what, if anything, does that achieve?
Well, from our point of view, nothing, actually. As I'm sure you've heard before, you know, from other people, it doesn't bring back, you know, the ones that have been lost. And I think, too, this is a tragedy in many ways because it wasn't, as I understand from my own perspective, it wasn't deliberate. They weren't out to actually down this plane maliciously. So it was an accident, a tragedy. It's terrible. But I think for us, the focus has always been on what we've lost and who's still here on earth, you know, who's left behind and focusing on giving our energy to that.
When your family then talks about Arjun and Yvonne now, how, I mean, I get a sense from what you're saying this morning, it's not with a sense of anger. It will be sorrow, I suspect, but not anger.
Well, that's right. Exactly. There's no anger at all, and there never has been. I'll be perfectly honest about that. Right from the start, we said as a family, we forgive those who've done this and in a sense, not give them any power over our lives because that wastes energy, and even anger wastes energy, if you get what I'm saying. So the energy for us was focused on caring for those left behind, the son and daughters and their children, and even ourselves, the brothers and sisters and family who are left behind. The focus is on love and care and trying to rebuild their family and be there for them, I think.
We're talking this morning to Lynn Scoof. She's the sister of Arjun Ryder, who was on board MH17, along with his wife, Yvonne. And I wonder, Lynn, can you give us a bit of an insight into what life has been like for you and your family over the last 5 years?
Actually, pretty good. I mean, obviously, like I said, a lot of pain, a lot of sorrow, but we've been dealing with it and I look at it in also the whole bigger scheme. We've had a beautiful support from the church family. The Albany community has been amazing. So that support, I think, is really, really important and we've really felt that. And nobody here is afraid to talk about them and to talk about their good things and the things that they've done in life. And I think that's also been really important. I think we've learnt through this how important it is to keep them alive in our lives and to not to be afraid to talk about even our grief and our struggles because that helps us to move on. So in general, though, things have been good. Yes, they have.
Lynn, when the Maslin family spoke to Australian Story, and I'm not sure if you saw this a few weeks ago on ABC television, they talked about how they didn't want to be pitied anymore. They wanted people to see that they have been able to heal. So there's a sort of a parallel to the thinking yeah. that you and your family have gone through.
Absolutely. I can relate to that. And, you know, even that, like you say, we don't want to be pitied. We don't want it to be, treated like you can't talk about it. I think that's very important that people don't ignore it because that actually helps with the healing, that you can talk about it and be open about it and honest about it. And even if you're having a hard day, that people aren't afraid of your tears. I think that's really important. And I think for people to see that when you're going through grief, what you need is someone standing alongside you, not somebody pitying you or even trying to offer you justice. Because justice, to me, doesn't exist in this world. There is no such thing. Because whatever happens to these guys is not going to bring them back, but it's also not going to be enough justice, isn't it? There's never going to be enough, so you're always going to be unsatisfied.
And it's interesting the way you talk about this, Lynn, because I guess for other people, they are wanting, particularly and we'll hear in a moment from the former Foreign Minister, Julie Bishop, but she talks about in the Netherlands, it's very important for them, where I think they lost 190 people, that they do get this sense of justice, a very different perspective.
Do you think, though, that I'm not sure what she's saying, but I'm wondering if it's the people in authority that are looking more at this justice, or is it the actual victims? Because I think that's often what happens, that those who are on the outside are more looking for the justice because they feel like they have to do something, whereas for those like us who have suffered, we need to focus, you know, and our energy has to go to moving forward. So when we were in the Netherlands in February, and my husband and I both noticed that there did seem to be more of a sense of guilt there, and I wondered personally if it's because the plane left from there, and a lot of these people were putting the family on the plane, and there was almost that sense of guilt. And I wonder if that's also something that is a bit different, although, as you said too, there is more people as well that were affected in the Netherlands.
And how do you respond to that?
In the sense of the guilt, you mean?
Yes, yes.
I can understand a little bit of their feeling, because in many cases there's this sense of, if I hadn't put them on the plane, if they'd forgotten their passport, or, you know, there's all those questions, and I can understand that, but... as victims, we've had to say to them, it's not your fault, and assure them that, in our case, that's in our situation anyway, is to assure them that we don't blame them for it. It's how it was, and it's happened, and you can't change that.
It is 19 to 9 at Lynn Scoof, the sister of Arjen Ryder, who was on board MH17, along with his wife, Yvonne, both obviously lost their lives, has been talking to us this morning. It's been incredibly powerful to be talking to you. I wonder, can we ask finally, if we are to remember your brother and his wife this morning, how would you like us to do that?
As very positive people, as people who were very caring and loving. They were like grandparents to my children, and we've just had such fond memories of our lives with them. And my brother was very energetic, enthusiastic, and my sister-in-law, Yvonne, was just very caring and loving, and both very warm, affectionate people. That's what I would say about them, yeah.